Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show, where we jump into some of the best of my motivational quotes. Hey, y'all, y'all been asking for this for a long time, and we finally put it together for you. Every single day, I do a new 60-second audio sort of my best quotes or of coaching that we put on Instagram. And I have just gotten such an outpouring of love for these. As you can see, each of them tends to get, you know, tens and tens of thousands or tens of tens of tens of thousands of views. So much love for these. And basically what I've done is if you haven't seen it, please follow me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. And what I like to do is post an actual quote of mine that I've written from one of my six books, or, you know, the thousands of blogs and articles that I've done. And what I like to do is just grab a little bit of a quote, maybe it's 2 to 3 sentences. And so I read the quote on Instagram, and then I just go off on that quote for like 60 seconds. So literally just 1 minute of fire, as much as I can, pretty much every single day on Instagram that I created originally.
And people just wanted like a roundup of those. So finally, somebody actually DM'd me on Instagram and said, man, you should do a mashup of all of these on your podcast. These are like friggin' inspiring. They're insightful. They're motivational because they're some of the best of what I've written. And I think you'll really enjoy these. It's kind of a funny format because each of them was only 60 seconds. And we're stringing together a bunch of them from this week for you right here in what we're going to call the motivational quotes episodes. I hope you'll really enjoy that. So without further ado, enjoy these 60 seconds of motivation for your day, my friend. If you really like these, make sure you're following me on Instagram. And also just do me a simple favor that I know you guys are liking these. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, post it up on your socials and use hashtag The Brendan Show. That way I can see who's really engaging with these motivational quote sessions. And we'll be doing some giveaways this week and over the next couple of weeks. So make sure you use a hashtag The Brendan Show when you post about these motivational quotes sessions. With that, let's go. The great unknown. Fear it or enter it with the faithful enthusiasm, because sometimes you have to change your view to change your life. You have to take that step into the unknown, into uncertainty, into those things that scare you, into the things that might overwhelm you, because from that new vantage point, you might gain new perspective about your life. In that new step, in that new place, in that new territory, suddenly you discover something new about yourself, about your purpose, about your life, about what you're supposed to do. So stop fearing jumping into the unknown, because that is where so many of the new answers lie. That is where your next level of challenge will be demanded of you. That is where you become great. So stop thinking you got to stay right here and everything's going to be safe and everything's going to always be perfect, because the truth is you've got to outgrow yourself on purpose. You can't leave your growth to randomness. So step into the uncertainty unknown. You can't keep holding on to old hurts. No one owes you happiness. It's yours to manifest now. Don't hold back your true self until someone does what you want. And love isn't meant to be caged, my friend. So open yourself again. Open your heart. Open yourself to life. Open yourself to possibility. Open yourself to seeing other people as they are. Open yourself to feeling and believing. Open yourself to faith. Open yourself to God. Open yourself to a revitalization of this very life. Yesterday, all those hurts, all those old pains, you don't have to keep mentally carrying them forward day after day, year after year. You can let those things go and cultivate the happiness that you want now. What will make you happy now? What is the truest expression of you now? What could life feel like now if you decided? Stop being so fixated on your flaws. Every day you beat yourself up. You get mad about your weaknesses. You make fun of yourself. You don't like your body. You don't like how you think. You don't like your life. And the things that are challenging you, maybe some of those flaws, maybe those things that you just feel like, gosh, this is not right in me, are cue points to either let it go and accept yourself, or cue points to say, let me get better. You can improve without tearing yourself down with judgment. You don't have to judge yourself negatively to improve. We think that we have to be so militaristic in that way, like tear yourself down to build yourself up. You are worthy, period. Nothing else to say. You're ready and capable, so take action to gain confidence. Confidence is not something you have, it's something you generate by being congruent with who you are and consistent in your action. So let's go get it. Look, if you're always tired, you can't serve at your highest level of potential. Get some rest, eat better, take care of yourself, my friend. We need you. You don't understand how many people need you on your A game, but you keep making compromises in the short term, thinking that in the long term, you'll have more time for sleep and sanity and joy and peace and just a normal, healthy way of experiencing the world. But if you're always depleted, if you're always, having to caffeinate yourself to survive and get through the day, and then guess what? You're really just addicted to this feeling that feels like normal, but it's not. Like you're operating at a high level, but you're depleted.
And you don't realize how that's affecting your relationships negatively, your output negatively, your ability to produce and create meaningful, great creativity and leadership. So get some rest. Sadness is okay, my friend. I mean, it's normal. A blah day happens, so stop the brutal self-judgment. Hating yourself for every bad day isn't going to help you grow any faster. So learn to embrace your emotions and then ask, what would I like to experience now? Okay, I felt this emotion. I can embrace it. I can understand it. I don't have to fight it, hate it, get mad at myself for having a bad day or a down moment or stress or anxiety or even anger. I felt it. All right, the emotion welled up, understood, felt it, recognize it, be aware of it. But now the question is, do you want to hold on to that emotion and make it a long-term feeling? Do you want to understand the meaning of where that emotion came from or not process it? Now you get to choose, what would I like to experience? What energy do I want to start moving towards creating? Do not fear the unknown. Yesterday was at one point uncertain, but you survived. You can handle this now too. You are stronger than you think, my friend, and the future does hold good things for you. All of this fear you have right now, all of this stress, all of this upset, all of this angst that you are carrying in your heart and in your soul for tomorrow is a cheat. It's something you're actually doing to stay comfortable today. We don't realize that, but by fearing the future, it allows us to be comfortable today. Oh, I guess I'll just stay the way that I am. What people often don't realize is fear of the future is often justification for weakness. But once you realize that, oh, no, tomorrow's a blank page. I can craft that. I can shape that. I can write that. Tomorrow then is a point of freedom, something to be designed and shaped into what we want it to be. That is real motivation. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this motivational session here on The Brendan Show. And listen, please do yourself a favor. If you like this type of thing, imagine spending 2 hours of training with me live every month where I get to mentor you on how you can reach your highest levels of performance and potential in every single thing you do in your life. That program is called High Performance Mentoring. And you can go to brendan.com/monthly to join that program. That's brendan.com/monthly. And you can join our high performance mentoring program. It's where I go live every single month. And obviously when you join our mentoring program, it's just, I'm doing everything I can to coach you, to cheer you on, to share my latest insights from all my studies in neuroscience, positive psychology, behavioral economics, everything that I do to really just build my brand, build my life, and share every insight I can learn about strategies, ideas, and tools to improve your life. Go to brendan.com/monthly for a special to join that membership right now. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.